Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a big animal lover, and my principal always comes up with, you know, very out-of-the-box ideas. And he went to Harvard this summer, and he read a lot, and they talked a lot about social, emotional support animals in schools and just all the benefits they have to, like, the students and the classrooms, as well as the teachers. And so he was like, I know this sounds crazy, but let's do it.
So the Winona ISD had to take official action on this, which they did. So now he is technically an official employee of the school district?
Technically, I mean, that's what we call him as an employee. He doesn't pull a check or anything. Unfortunately, he doesn't pull his weight that way. But the school board approved to have him on campus pending. You know, he has 5 weeks left of his class, but he's progressing through that so well that that's not an issue. And so in 5 weeks, he'll be officially a certified therapy dog.
How does having a dog like Gus there on campus, you know, make a difference for everyone's emotional health?
Well, every morning that I bring Gus to campus, I always like to greet all the faculty, the staff, and all the kids as they're going to their classes in the morning. You can just see, they're like, Gus, and they're yelling Gus down the hallway, and they just get super excited. It's kind of just like a great day to brighten. You know, like, you just see that cute little smiling face that Gus has, and the kids get excited. I just think it starts everyone's day off on a good foot. Like, you could be having the worst day. Maybe the kids had the worst day on the bus, and then they see Gus, and they're excited and happy to come to school. He has actually already helped with a couple meltdowns with kids. You know, just different students who have, whether it be special needs or just general education students that may have be having a bad day, he calms them down within seconds. I mean, it's crazy to watch. There was actually a first grade girl yesterday in my principal's office, Mr. Caldwell, who was having a really bad afternoon, and he said Gus walked over to her while she was crying on the floor and set his head down, and then she was good after that. She was able to calm down and head back to class.
So Gus has his own Facebook page?
Yes, I made, my mom always joked about making him a Facebook page, so I did. Just for the fact, I mean, I know kids have social media. It's kind of a way for them to see Gus, you know, after maybe they leave Winona Elementary and others to follow his story. It's Gus the Therapy Corgi. You can like him on Facebook. So, and then his little at is at Gus the Corgi. So he's got quite a few likes already. I think we're at like 300 likes and over 2,000 views so far this week. So he's popular.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.